It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph. The Northwest Missouri State women's team playing the first of two games down in St. Joseph this weekend as part of the Missouri Western Thanksgiving Classic. Well, the men's team had their opportunity down here at the Fieldhouse with a couple of games in the Hilliard Classic. And now it's the women's turn as the Bearcat women will face Rockhurst this evening and the University of St. Mary out of Kansas tomorrow. Tonight, Northwest comes in with a 1-3 record overall. Rockhurst coming in with a 3-1 record. And, John, for the Northwest women's basketball team, it's another step in a season that they know is going to be rebuilding, but improvement every game is the goal of this team right now.
And for the most part, a relatively young team. They've got a lot of players that are coming into this program that need to get that experience early in the season. Now, they were able to get some of that, although it was a tough loss Monday night with Maryville University out of St. Louis. But, again, coming into tonight's game, a very good opponent in Rockhurst. They will be tested out of this Rockhurst team, and I think that's going to be good as you look at next week. You start the MIAA schedule, and it doesn't get any easier then, so you might as well play some good teams like Rockhurst tonight.
Yeah, and one thing that sticks out about Rockhurst is you look at them, and they are tall, and they have some experience in a team that was pretty good even when Northwest faced them last year.
Yeah, last year they ended up with an 18-10 overall record. They were 11-7 in their conference of the Great Lakes Conference there, and four starters come back to this team. So a very experienced squad going up against a team like Northwest trying to get some players established on the roster. So, again, it's going to be a tough task for Northwest against a team also that this Rockhurst team, their one loss came against Washburn in a very close game. They're just a two-point loss to Washburn, 64-62. So this is a team that can compete very well with the top teams in the MIAA. So, again, it's going to be a big task for Northwest tonight, but one that hopefully will pay off down the line.
This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South Kansas City. And the beer company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We'll be back with more from the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. The Northwest women face Rockhurst this evening. Right after this timeout, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back. back in St. Joseph getting ready for tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Rockhurst University. This one of six MIAA teams that are in action tonight or today. Missouri Southern is actually down in Puerto Rico taking part in some games down there. Also, Southwest Baptist in Miami Shores, Florida. They are facing Berry University as we speak. The Washburn Ichabods are taking on St. Cloud State University as Washburn is hosting a classic this weekend. They're tied at 17 with 1:19 to play in the first quarter of that ball game. Pittsburgh State is in Denver, Colorado. They'll be facing Regis here shortly. And for the Missouri Western, they'll play a little bit later on this evening. They will match up against the University of St. Mary here at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. Around the MIAA is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Scheel. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to the pregame show before this evening's matchup between the Northwest Missouri State women and Rockhurst. Joining us now is Northwest women's coach Buck Scheel. Buck, now that the team's got a few games under their belt, you've got some film on those games, a chance to look at those things. We've talked how you have so many freshmen and a couple of new players into the program. Is that helping in terms of the process, that now that you have stuff on film, that those teaching moments are easier?
I think so. You know, I think just the added experience of you know, a few college games already is starting to you know, kind of get to some of them and make them kind of realize, you know, a lot of the things that we're trying to teach them in practice and show them and prepare for with scouts and things like that. There's a reason we do all those things. And so, you know, I feel pretty good. You know, even after our game on Monday night, you know, it was kind of a lopsided loss for us, but there were several moments throughout that game that, you know, showed some capabilities. And we just have to continue to strive to be consistent on both ends of the floor and just continue to grow as a team as we progress through the rest of the season.
When you talk about looking at moments like that, your true freshmen that you've got playing have shown some great moments, and then they've shown some freshman moments, but I would guess that's something you kind of anticipated you were going to see.
Yeah, you know, I knew it was, you got to take the good with the bad in those situations, and so you know, for the most part, we've had several different kids kind of step up in different situations, whether it be foul trouble or somebody's just having an off night shooting and things like that. And so they're figuring out that, you know, just because I might come off the bench doesn't mean I'm not a part of this. Or just because I start doesn't mean I have to go out and I have to try to get 50 points to get us a win. And so just those little growing points and maturity points that they've experienced so far are just areas that we really need to learn, continue to learn from, and continue to grow just to get more consistent and get better.
What are some of the positives that you've seen so far?
Well, for us, I feel like we've gotten better with our execution offensively, with what some teams have thrown at us. We haven't necessarily shot the ball as well as we need to in several of those games, but as far as what we're running and the shots we're getting, those areas have improved. And you know, defensively, we'll show signs that we know how to communicate, we know how to rotate, but that's the end of the floor that has been probably the most inconsistent. And even when we're in practice and we're doing drill work and stuff and breaking things down, there will be high communication times and great movement, and things will be good, and then we'll come back two possessions later and nobody's talking, nobody's moving, everybody's just kind of watching, waiting for somebody else to take that initiative. And so, you know, those areas right there have been good. You know, we've had one of our transfers, Kaylani, step up and gave us great minutes and some good quick production on Monday night, and she's had some decent days of practice. And so I think for the most part they're starting to kind of find their roles within the team. Now we just need them to be really great at those roles and just continue to grow.
When you look at this Rockhurst team you're facing this evening, on paper the two things you notice is size and experience, but what do you guys see on film and what do you expect?
Well, the biggest thing for them is they play extremely hard. Every kid that's on the floor really competes, really plays hard, really does their role, does their job really well. For the most part, like what they run and how we are, you know, we match up with them really well. They've just got some kids with some added experience. But I think it's definitely not a mismatched game for us. And so, you know, I'm excited just to see how our kids go out and compete after playing a really, really high level, high energy team out of Maryville on this last Monday, to carry that over from this next game, understanding that every night you have to come ready to play, and tonight is no different.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest women's basketball coach. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
And we're back in St. Joseph, right before the Northwest Missouri State and Rockhurst matchup. Quick check of the starters for Rockhurst. Jillian Myers, a 5'3 senior guard. Prithia Seebeck, a 5'5" junior guard. Madeline Ronhausen is a 5'9" guard. Tracy Monahan, a 6-foot sophomore forward, and Casey German is a 6'2" junior center. For Northwest, Jalen Haggard, a 5'5" freshman guard. Mallory McConkey, a 5'9" freshman guard. Mallory McAndrews, a 5'7" junior guard. Tanya Meyer, a 5'10" senior forward. And getting her first start of the season for Northwest, Maria Dentlinger, a 6-foot junior forward for Northwest Missouri State. There are your starters, Northwest and Rockhurst. We're back with a tip after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Housing Company.
We're back in St. Joseph, ready to get this matchup started. The Northwest women against Rockhurst. Maria Dentlinger in the center circle with Casey German, and the tip controlled by Northwest as they work from right to left wearing their road whites in this ball game against the Hawks. Tanya Meyer at the top of the key with the shot fake and a drive. Up with the shot in the lane. It's off the back of the rim. Long rebound chased down by German at the top of the key. German will give it up to Madeline Ronshausen. She'll dribble onto the left wing. Guarded by Mallory McConkey. Wanted to drive toward the baseline. Instead, will come out near the center circle to Jillian Myers. She'll call out a play from there. Picked up by Haggard. Now on to the left wing it goes. Ronshausen gets the screen, brings it top of the key, looks inside, nothing there. Now back to the top of the key to Myers. Myers on the drive, shot off the glass. No good. Tanya Meyer with a rebound for Northwest. Good defensive stand on the first possession for Rockhurst by Northwest. Now the Bearcats trying to get the first score of the game on the left side. Mallory McAndrews to Haggard between the circles. She brings it out to the center circle. Now dribbles over to the right side. Signals McConkie through. She'll pop out, top of the key, take the pass on the drive in the left corner. McAndrews open, takes the three, got it. That'll give her the team lead in three-pointers made with 12 this season. And it's a 3-0 Northwest Missouri State lead. Now Rockhurst with it. Jillian Myers works it over to the right wing. Ronshausen with it there. Bakes right, goes left, pass to the top of the key. German there. Now to Seebeck, right wing, back to the top. This time it's Monahan. Inside to German. German working against Dentlinger. Gets a pass inside to Myers. Is knocked away. She'll pick it up. And now kick it out right side Monahan. Down low. German hook shot. Just as the shot clock sounded no good. And Tanya Meyer with her second rebound for Northwest.
A couple of very good defensive stands to start this game for Northwest.
Haggard dribbles to the left wing. Brings it between the circles to McAndrews. We'll get a screen from Meyer. Dribbles to the right wing. Now leave it for McConkie. McConkie to the right wing. Bounce pass, top of the key. Haggard gets the screen from Nettlinger, puts up a three-pointer, and that is nothing but net for Jalen Haggard. Haggard, the St. Joe Central product, playing in her hometown, makes it a 6-0 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Jillian Myers over to the right side. A three-pointer launched up by Ronshausen. No good. Long rebound out of bounds in the corner, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State.
Like the intensity Northwest is playing defensively, three good solid stands now defensively there. They're forcing a long shot from the corner that time with it going out of bounds. So Northwest started this ball game very well on defense, and I think it's led to offense playing pretty well.
McAndrews with it on the right sideline. Takes the dribble into the corner. McConkie, shot fake, drive along the baseline into Dentlinger. Knocked loose. She'll tip it out. Top of the key. McAndrews, three on the way. That's off right. Dentlinger will pull down the rebound for the Bearcats. Now into McConkie, down along the baseline, and she stepped on the baseline before kicking a pass toward the top of the key. So the turnover will give it to Rockhurst with 7:22 to play in the first quarter, and a 6-0 Northwest Missouri State lead. One note for the Bearcats this week, Aubrey Benson did decide to leave the team, so she will no longer play for the Bearcats. The top of the key, a drive by Ronshausen down the left side. Shot no good. McConkie may have gotten a hand on it, but Tanya Meyer comes away with a rebound. Ahead to Haggard. She'll bring it middle of the floor. In transition now. Slow it up and set the offense. Works it right side. McAndrews back to Haggard. Over to the left side on the wing. McConkie. Down to Meyer. 16-footer on the way. That one's too strong. Rebound on the backside for Tracy Monahan for Rockhurst. Now quickly the other way, Jillian Myers into the paint, hits the shot and draws a foul, so Myers will get a three-point play opportunity as Jalen Haggard is called for the first foul of this game. Myers with the first points for Rockhurst, and into the lineup for the Hawks, Morgan Harwood. Also with Harwood comes Claire Rose. So Myers will step to the line, she will attempt one. 6:44 to play in the first quarter. She's 19 of 26 at the line so far this year, and her free throw here is good. Makes it a 6-3 game. Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the basketball. Not quite midway through the first quarter. Macy Williams in the lineup for Northwest runs the point this trip down the floor. Down the right side of the lane, spins, gets it out top of the key for Meyer. Meyer will drive, goes up with a runner off the glass, and an offensive foul called against Tanya Meyer. That'll be her first second team foul against Northwest, and Rockhurst will have the ball with the Bearcats leading 6-3.
Hopefully Tanya can stay out of foul trouble tonight. Got in a little bit of early foul trouble Monday night in that loss to Maryville University. She still ended up leading the team in points and rebounds in that ballgame, but I just didn't feel like she really got back into the flow of things after having said early in the game.
And Meyer heads to the sideline as Mia Stillman, also a St. Joseph product out of Benton High School, checks into the ball game. Rockhurst with it at the top of the key. Harwood, bounce pass down low, knocked away by Dentlinger, picked up by Stillman. Now Macy Williams with it. Across the timeline, she slows it up, sets the offense. Gets a screen from Dentlinger, working it left, now crosses over back to the right. Myers reached, didn't get the basketball. Now Williams behind her back, into the lane with it. Kick out in the corner is tipped away and picked up by Morgan Harwood. Across the timeline with a dribble. Now she loses it, but is able to tip it up to Madeline Ronshausen. Puts up the three. In and out, no good. Detlinger with a rebound for Northwest. Bearcats doing an excellent job on the defensive boards in this first quarter. Williams over to the left side this time. Picks up the dribble just inside the arc near the elbow. Now out to McConkey. She'll dribble to the top of the key. Give it up right side, McAndrews. Gets the screen from Stillman. Now to Stillman. Over to the left side, Williams. Eight on the shot clock. Williams fakes right, goes left. Tripped up as she tries to cut into the paint. Foul coming up against Rockhurst. And that'll be Jillian Myers who picks up the first foul against the Hawks. Northwest will inbound baseline left. 5:20 to play in the first quarter, 6-3, Northwest Missouri State on top. Inbound pass comes out to McAndrews near the left sideline. She'll hand it off for Williams, who will run the point. Now over to the right side with the dribble. Picked up by Myers. Now crosses over, brings it to the right elbow. Into the lane she goes. Kick out to Stillman. Out top for McConkey. McConkey guarded by Seebeck, and now an illegal screen set by Mia Stillman. That'll be her first foul. 13th foul, and it brings us to a timeout with 4:59 to play in the first quarter. 6-3 Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Rockhurst University. We'll be back to the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Missouri Western Fieldhouse. Before we get back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Kehlani Maiava checks into the lineup along with Kylie Coleman for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats with a 6-3 lead. 4:52 to play in the first quarter. Rockhurst with it. Seebeck, top of the key. Dribbles toward the right side. Now brings it back up top to Myers. Try to drive. Steps back to the free throw line and hits the 15-footer. All five Rockhurst points belong to Jillian Myers. And it's a one-point Bearcat lead. Now a three at the top of the key by Macy Williams, no good. And it's rebounded inside by Rockhurst. Mary Lee Rock came away with it. She'll take a pass now in the left corner. Drive, spins, up with a shot off the glass, no good. Mahaba with the rebound for Northwest. Outlet goes to Williams. She'll trot it up the floor. Has a screen either way, goes to the left. Now to McConkey near the corner. One dribble inside to Mahaba. Couple of dribbles for her. Hook shot off the glass. No good. The rebound inside for Claire Rose for Rockhurst. Now top of the key, Myers. Myers will give it up for Ronshausen, who knocks down a three from the top of the key. And the first lead of the ball game for Rockhurst, 8-6. Northwest scored the first 6 points of the game. Rockhurst has scored the last eight, 3:43 to play in the first quarter. Williams to Mahaba, top of the key. Over to the left side on the wing, Coleman. Coleman up top, over to McConkey, right wing. McConkey will drive down to the baseline, give it up for Williams in the corner. She brings it to the free throw line, looks to get rid of it. Over to McConkey, it's off her fingertips and into the Rockhurst bench. So the Hawks will have it. In for Northwest Missouri State, Zoe Hayward. And Brittany Meyer into the lineup for Rockhurst.
That last turnover, the fifth now for Northwest, and that's been a problem they've had for the last couple of years. Rockhurst is a team that tends to turn it over as well, averaging over 17 a game, but they've only turned it over once early on.
on the left side on the wing. Ronshausen down to the baseline with the drive. Her shot hits the bottom of the backboard, but it's picked up by Harwood, her teammate. Back top of the key. Ronshausen with it. Works it to the right wing. Now over to the left wing with the pass to Myers. Myers into the lane. She's tripped up as she wants to go up with the shot, but the foul on the floor prior to the shot. Call it on Zoe Hayward. That's her first, fourth team foul against Northwest in this first quarter. So an inbound coming on the baseline left for Rockers. Ronshausen will step out to trigger it in. Over to the left side on the wing for Meyer. One dribble between the circles to Myers. Now on to the left, down the lane with the drive, and she draws yet another Bearcat foul, and this time she'll get an opportunity at the free throw line. Call this one on Kylie Coleman. That'll be her first 15 foul. So two opportunities at the line for Jillian Myers. She's hit the only free throw attempt that's been taken in this game so far. And her first of two here, nothing but net. 6 of 9 points belong to Jillian Myers. And the second free throw off the back of the rim, and the long rebound chased down by Northwest. Myers, the second leading scorer for this Rockers team, averaging 10.5 points a game. And Jalen Haggard with it, up between the circles to Coleman. Now to the right side for Hayward. Hayward to Ma'aba. Ma'aba at the free throw line, down the lane, tries to squeeze through a double team. Shot no good, but she does draw a foul. And will get to go to the free throw line. Foul call is against Mary Lee Rock. That'll be the first foul on her, second team foul, two for Ma'aba. Her first one is up, and that one rattles out. Kehlani Ma'aba, one of the two transfers into the program this year for Coach Buck Shiel, along with Mele Tupuwata.
She's coming off a pretty solid game Monday night, especially when you factor in that Tanya Myers got into some early foul trouble. She was forced to play some minutes in.
Missed the second free throw. Rebound by Dentlinger. Outlet goes to Haggard, who misses a three. And then on the rebound on the missed three, a foul call against Northwest. This one goes on Kylie Coleman, and so she picks up a couple of quick ones. And a couple more free throw opportunities coming for Rockhurst. Mary Lee Rock, or excuse me, Claire Rose will step to the line to shoot two. She's a perfect 6 of 6 at the line this season. And, oh, I see. No, it isn't Claire Rose. She's got 41, but her jersey's tucked into her strap, and so you can only see the four. So it is actually Mary Lee Rock at the free throw line. She hits the first of two. And part of the confusion was Claire Rose was getting set to check in, and she had the number 4, so the officials had to take a second look at it as well.
It sure does look like a 4 out there.
Second free throw, no good. Ma'aba with the rebound for Northwest. 10-6, Rockhurst with the lead, 2:23 to play in the first quarter. Haggard across midcourt with the dribble, works it to the left side, down the lane, and as she tried to come to a jump stop, she drugged the pivot foot, and that turnover will give it right back to Rockhurst. Rockhurst head coach Larry Park, not afraid to substitute. Another one in here. Rachel Holden checked in the lineup. Mary Lee Rock will go to the sideline. And Rockhurst with the basketball. Rose across midcourt with the dribble. Bounce pass out to the right wing. Harwood looking inside at a couple of cutters. Nothing there. Now to Holden at the top of the key. On to the right wing, Meyer. Brittany Meyer looks in. Wants to go down on the block, but Ma'aba there defensively to Rose, top of the key. Crossover dribble by her. Goes up with a wild shot off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped around. Bodies to the floor, and we'll have a held ball here as Kehlani Ma'aba had a hold of it for Northwest. Brittany Meyer for Rockhurst, and the possession arrow will give it to the Hawks. Mia Stillman checks back into the Bearcat lineup. Dentlinger will go to the sideline. Mallory McAndrews will also come back into the Bearcat lineup and will take the place of Mallory McConkie. Inbound for Rockhurst on the baseline right, 1:46 to play in the first quarter, and a quick three attempt is going to be whistled off. Brittany Meyer stepped back to take that attempt and stepped on the sideline, so they turn it over to Northwest with Rockhurst leading it 10-6. Haggard will run the point for the Bearcats. Picked up across the timeline by Claire Rose. Over to the left wing with a dribble. Now to Stillman between the circles. Stillman to the left side, McAndrews. Now on the wing, Haggard. At the baseline, bounce pass into Mahava. Mahava tried to go up with the shot. It's blocked away and out of bounds. So an inbound coming for Northwest. Baseline left with 14 seconds on the shot clock. Inbound underneath. Picked up by Coleman. Kick out right side. Stillman takes a three. That's no good. Rockhurst with a rebound. Claire Rose comes out of there with it. Off the handle on it, but will chase down the loose ball in the backcourt. Bring it to the front court. Over to the right side. Open is Harwood. Up with the 16-footer, and it's good for Morgan Harwood. 12-6. The lead for Rockhurst. And a travel call as Mahava went with the shot fake from the elbow and tried to drive. A couple of real quick turnovers for Northwest.
Well, seven on the game. If you combine that with a close shooting from the field, after getting out to a quick lead, they're just now 2 of 10 from a field goal range right now. It's a couple tough combos for Northwest.
Casey German back in the lineup for Rockhurst. Claire Rose with it. Picked up the dribble between the circles. Over to the right side on the wing for German. Now back top of the key. It goes to Holden. On to left side, Rose. Rose with a one-handed pass to the right corner. Meyer comes down with it. She'll dribble up to the wing. Now back between the circles. Rose, dying on the shot clock. Rose trying to drive. Finds a lane. Left side shot blocked by Mahava. Rebound for McAndrews. Outlet goes ahead to Haggard, and Northwest will slow it up and get into the half-court offense. Haggard over to the left side. Zoe Hayward with it on the wing. Hayward gets a screen from Stillman, dribbles to the free throw line. Now behind her back down the lane, up with the shot. No good, but she draws a foul and will head to the free throw line for Northwest. Brittany Meyer picks up her first. And Hayward, 6 of 6 at the line this season. And these will be the first two free throw attempts for Northwest this evening. The first one is up and off the back of the rim. Excuse me, they did have two misses earlier. 19.8 seconds left in the first quarter. Madeline Ronshausen back into the ball game, taking the place of Morgan Harwood for Rockhurst. Second free throw for Hayward is rattled out. Casey German with a rebound for Rockhurst. 12-6 the lead for the Hawks. They possess the basketball now between the circles for Rose. 10 on the first quarter clock over to the right side. On the wing for Ronshausen. She'll bring it to the free throw line. Down low. Gets it on the pick and roll to German. German has it stripped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds by Mahava. So Rockhurst will inbound with 2.2 seconds to play in the first quarter. Inbound will come from Ronshausen. Into the corner. Shot fake by Meyer. Takes the dribble. Takes the shot. It's off the front of the rim. And at the end of the first quarter, it's 12-6. Rockhurst with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back to the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at MyMosaicLifeCare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800.
Back in St. Joseph, Rockhurst with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women 12-6 as we head to the second quarter.
Rockhurst with a 9-0 run to end the quarter.
Northwest scored the first 6 points of the game, and then Rockhurst scored the remaining 12 of the first quarter. And now we've got a whistle here as shot clock and game clock are not lined up. 6 seconds off the game clock, just 2 seconds off the shot clock. So We'll get a reset on the shot clock to 24, and that's where it's at. Northwest will inbound once again. Haggard takes it in the backcourt. Now over to the right side for Meyer to McAndrews. McAndrews will bring it between the circles with the dribble. Pass to the left side for Haggard. Quick inside to Meyer. Meyer to the right corner. McConkey open. Three on the way. Too strong. And the rebound for Madeline Ronthausen for Rockhurst. Ahead to Myers. Julian Myers wanted to drive baseline. Cut off by McAndrews. Gets it out to the right wing. Ronthausen dribbled to the free throw line, but an illegal screen against Casey German will give the ball back to Northwest. First foul of the second quarter against Rockhurst. So Northwest will have it with 9:26 to play in the first half. 12-6 Rockhurst lead. Over to the right side, McConkey on the wing. Looks high post, gets it there for Meyer, out to Haggard left wing. She goes with the dribble drive and a jumper from 10. Good for Jalen Haggard. She has 5. That ends the scoring drought for Northwest. Now a 12-8 game. Rockhurst with the lead in the basketball. Myers works it over to the left side. Seebeck onto the sideline. It goes for Rock. Rock to the top of the key. Finds Holden. Now over to the left side. A touch pass from Myers. Inside for Rock. Up and under move. Shot no good. Myers tips the rebound loose. It's still bouncing around. Goes out of bounds underneath. And it will belong to Rockhurst. So the inbound will come on the baseline left. 8:45 to play in the first half. Madeline Ronthausen steps out. Inbounds it to the left side for Rock. Now to Seebeck at the free throw line. Lob down low to Holden, who's bumped from behind. They call Tanya Meyer with a foul. She looks a little dumbfounded at that call, but it will be her second. First team foul against Northwest in this second quarter.
Didn't get much playing time in the first quarter after picking up that first one. And now Coach Hill sending her to the bench after coming up for the second quick one here in the second quarter.
Mia Stillman comes into the ball game. Seebeck takes the inbound in the right corner, guarded by Haggard. Dribbles up to the wing. Now top of the key it goes. First to Ronthausen. Left side, Myers on the drive. Will hook pass down to the baseline left, and Rachel Holden knocks down the shot from 8. Her first 2 points, it's 14-8. Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest. Over to the right side, McAndrews on the wing. Bounce pass to Dentlinger on the baseline. Now to McConkey, right wing, top of the key, Haggard. Into the corner, McAndrews. Fakes the shot, takes the dribble, takes the shot. The three, no good. McConkey with the rebound. Her follow won't go. She tips the rebound out toward the sideline, and this time it'll be Jillian Myers who chases it down for Rockhurst. Ahead on the right side, a three on the way from Ronthausen, nothing but net. That'll have Coach Buck Shield calling a timeout with 7:55 to play in the first half. 17-18 the lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to the field house in St. Joseph in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Trailing Rockhurst 17-8 with 7:50 to play in the first half. Haggard across the timeline with the dribble, works it to McConkey on the right wing. Gets a screen from Dentlinger. Down the left side of the lane she goes. Shot fake. Now up with the shot off the glass. It's good for Mallory McConkey. First point from Aurora McConkey, the freshman averaging 7 a game through the first 4 so far this year. On to the right side on the wing, Ronthausen brings it out top of the key for Holden. Back over to the right, this time Seebeck with it. Seebeck looks inside, nothing there. Now top of the key, a 3 on the way from Ronthausen, and she knocks down another one. Two straight threes by Ronshausen on back-to-back possessions for Rockhurst. It's now a 20-10 game. Hawks with the lead. On the right side is McAndrews. Brings it top of the key. Over to Haggard on the left. Haggard will get a screen from Dettlinger. Thought about a three instead to Stillman. She'll take the three, and it's good for Mia Stillman. Stillman with her first three of the season. Now one of six beyond the arc. And it's a 20-13 game. Rockhurst with a lead in the basketball. Jillian Myers with it. Works the dribble to the right wing. Hesitates, now tries to drive on McAndrews. Goes up with a wild shot, no good. And a rebound on the backside for Maria Dentlinger for Northwest. Good defense by McAndrews there. As Haggard, after chest, call out the play. Walking across the timeline. Over to the left side, McConkie gets a screen from Stillman. Into the lane, kick out. Haggard, three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. High off the back of the rim. And Maria Dentlinger goes over the back of Mary Lee Rock on the rebound. That'll be the first foul on Dentlinger. Second against Northwest in this second quarter. And in for the Bearcats comes Kehlani Mahala, along with Zoe Hayward. And for Rockhurst, Tracy Monahan and Brittany Meyer check in. Across midcourt, Jillian Myers runs the point to the Hawks. Left side to Meyer. Gets a screen as she brings it toward the top of the key. On to the right side, Myers. Myers trying to drive down to the baseline. Cut off. Kicks a pass to the high post. Jumper by Harwood, no good. Haggard with the rebound for Northwest. In transition to the right side, Hayward. Hayward tried to go up with a shot. Knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. So Northwest will get an inbound as they tried to get some transition points there. 5:52 to play in the first half. Haggard looks to inbound to Mahaba on the block. Dribble in the lane. Hook shot no good. And then Mahaba goes over the back of Tracy Monahan to pick up the foul. That'll be the first on Kehlani Mahaba. 13 foul against Northwest.
One thing that Rockhurst done last couple possessions, they've done a very good job blocking out inside, forcing Northwest to try to go over the back for rebounds, and unfortunately they've been getting called for it.
Ronshausen on the right side. Picked up by Hayward. Dribbling with it now, top of the key. Down the left side of the lane she goes. An underhanded wild shot bounds out. Rebound inside for Monahan. And then we have a hell ball. And a possession arrow will give it to Rockhurst. 5:27 to play in the first half. Claire Rose will take the place of Jillian Myers. 20-13 the lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. Inbound from Ronshausen on the baseline left. Comes into the left corner for Harwood. Out between the circles to Rose. Over to the right side, Ronshausen. Thought about a three, instead back over to Rose. Left side. Down to the baseline with the dribble. Picks it up, kicks it out. Ronshausen, left wing. Now to Rose in the corner. Brings it up to the wing. Into the lane. Step back, shot. May have been blocked by McAndrews, but it's saved inbounds by, or attempted to save inbounds by Harwood. But Zoe Hayward reached for it over near the sideline to try to keep it in bounds, and it went off of her fingertips and out of bounds. Had she just let it go into the Bearcat bench, it would have been Northwest basketball. Inbound out between the circles for Rose. Rose over to the right wing, Ronshausen. Now top of the key, Monahan onto the left for Rose. One dribble for her. One-handed pass into the right corner. Meyer brings it up to the right wing with a dribble. Now top of the key. Rose. Drive down the lane. Up with a wild shot. No good. Rebound and follow inside. Missed by Tracy Monahan. But she draws the foul and will head to the free throw line. Mallory McAndrews picks up her first foul. Two opportunities at the line for Monahan, who is 12 of 16 from there so far this season. Rockhurst came in with a 3-1 record overall. Lone loss coming to Washburn, while Northwest 1-3. This is the first free throws off the back of the rim for Monahan. Melody Tubuana comes into the ball game for Northwest, takes the place of Kehlani Mahava. And a second free throw coming for Monahan. And that one is good. So she hit one of the two, her first point of the ball game, and it's a 21-13 lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. 4:34 to play in the first half. Haggard on the right side with it, and as she tried to dribble toward the corner, a reach-in foul on Claire Rose. First on Rose, second team foul. In for Rockhurst, Casey German, along with Mary Lee Rock. Inbound to Haggard out near midcourt. Dribbles toward the wing, guarded by Rose. Stays on the right side, now to Hayward, top of the key. He'll put it on the floor, crosses over into the paint, up puts the shot, no good, but draws the foul on Casey German. That'll be the second on German. And it will send Zoe Hayward to the free throw line to shoot two. She's 0 of 2 from there so far in this one.
I think Rockers has done in this game defensively as well. They've been pretty physical in the paint when Northwest tried to get the ball inside.
First free throw off the back of the rim, so Northwest 0 for at the line so far in this game. Rachel Holden back in for Rockers. And a second free throw attempt coming up for Zoe Hayward. And that one is up, and it rattles out. Rebound tipped along the baseline, chased down by Holden. Outlet goes to Rose. She's at the top of the key. An 8-point lead for Rockhurst. 4:07 to play in the first half. Hawks with the basketball over to the left side on the wing. Rock, a couple of dribbles for her. Kick out over to the right side. Drive by Brittany Meyer, now top of the key for Ronshausen. She'll put up a 16-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Long rebound picked up by Haggard for Northwest. In transition she goes. Her bounce pass hits the foot of Brittany Meyer. Inbound coming for Northwest as we pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Bearcat Radio Network. Maria Dentlinger back into the ballgame for Northwest, takes the place of Mia Stillman. Bearcat inbound to Hayward on the right side. Hayward down towards the baseline with the dribble, cut off, brings it back out on the wing. Now to Haggard between the circles, gets a screen from Dentlinger. Just inside the arc, her shot is blocked away and it's picked up by Dentlinger. Now to Hayward, 8 on the shot clock. Hayward over to the right side. Down the lane, stops, jumper from 8, off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound inside for Northwest as Tupuwata comes out of there with it. Now to Dentlinger, 15-foot shot from the free throw line, no good. Mary Lee Rock with the board, outlet to Myers. Up ahead to the baseline right, Harwood with the jumper, no good. But the rebound and follow is good for Rachel Holden. 4 for Holden, 23-13. Rockhurst's lead over Northwest. 3 minutes to play in the first half. Haggard down the right side of the lane, kick out right side, Hayward. Shot fake to the right elbow, 15-footer, no good. But she draws the foul on Rathia Stebeck. That'll be her first, fourth team foul, and two more opportunities for Zoe Hayward. Hayward came into the game 6 of 6 at the line on the season. She is 0 of 4 in this game. First of her two here is good. First point of the ball game for Hayward.
Hopefully that'll get her on the right track.
Second free throw for Hayward is also good. So she hits both on that trip. We'll go to the sideline as Mallory McConkie checks in for Northwest. 2:55 to go in the first half, 23-15. Rockhurst's lead over Northwest. Jillian Myers across midcourt with a dribble. Will be picked up by McAndrews, top of the key. Over to the left side. Now a pass goes on to the wing. Taken by Harwood. Harwood goes to the floor. McConkie reaches in. Will get a held ball. And the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. So the Bearcats with an opportunity to cut into the Rockhurst lead here. It sits at 8 with 2:39 to go in the first half. Haggard looks to the sideline. Coach Shield calls out the play. Haggard has a screen both directions. Now goes top of the key to Tupuwata. Drive down the left side of the lane. Up with the shot. Good off the glass. Millie Tupuwata with her first points as a Bearcat. And it's a 23-17 game. Rockhurst with the lead in the basketball. Myers out to the right wing for Harwood. Now to the top of the key. Goes to Holden. Back over to the right. Shebeck down to the baseline. Up with the shot. Off the glass. It's good. Shebeck with 5 points. 2 minutes to play in the first half, 25-17 the lead for Rockhurst. And now Haggard open, top of the key. Three on the way, no good. McAndrews with the rebound for Northwest. And gives it up for Haggard, who will drive after a screen from Dentlinger. Shot off the glass, no. Rachel Holden, the rebound for Rockhurst. Outlet to Myers. Myers goes underneath the basket, but a travel as Morgan Harwood bumps the basketball. And that will give it back to Northwest with 1:39 to play in the first half. 25-17 lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. Haggard calls out the play, and she crosses midcourt, middle of the floor, picks up the dribble left side. Now to Dentlinger. Over to the left, McAndrews. McAndrews to the free throw line. Now on to the left for Haggard. The pass is tipped. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest will inbound just in front of us with 1:20 to play in the half. Madeline Ronshausen back into the game. McConkey will inbound for Northwest. Inbound to Haggard out near midcourt. She'll drive past Myers, who went for the steal. Haggard's layup no good. Rebound tipped by Tupawata out to McConkey. Layup on the left side, no good. Tupawata tips it out again, but this time it'll be Ronshausen chasing it down for Rockers. On to the left side, Myers up with the three. It's off the front of the rim, no good, but right there for the rebound. An easy follow is Rachel Holden. That's six for Holden. 27-17 Rockers. Under a minute to play in the first half. Haggard goes to the right. Stops at the elbow. Now to Dentlinger. On to the left side, McAndrews. Sets the screen. Dentlinger does. McAndrews with the three. No good. Rebound Myers inside for Rockers. Out to the right side it goes for Ronshausen. Out top of the key. Myers drives. Cut off. Kick out to Ronshausen. Backs it out with a half a minute to play in the first half. Now to Myers. She'll reset the offense with 14 on the shot clock. Over to the right side. Ronshausen on the wing. One dribble. Now to the baseline right. Rock takes the jumper well short. Tupawata with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it up for Haggard. They'll work for the final shot of the first half. 10 seconds to play in the half. Haggard in the center circle. Now gets a screen from Tupawata, and they're going to call her for an illegal screen. L.A. Tupawata with her first foul. It's the fifth team foul against Northwest, and Rockhurst will inbound. Tracy Monahan will come into the lineup and take the place of Mary Lee Rock. 5.8 seconds to play in the first half, a 10-point Rockhurst lead. The inbound to Myers. Cross midcourt. McAndrews right there. Myers over to the right. Crosses over to the left. Now loses the dribble as time runs out in the first half. So your halftime score, 27-17. Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXTV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Back in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State women trailing Rockhurst 27-17 as part of the Thanksgiving Classic here at Missouri Western. The men were down here for the Hilliard Classic to start the season, and now it's the women's turn this weekend. And John, a 10-point lead for Rockhurst. They didn't hit that 10-point lead mark till late in the first half, but you look at things like Tanya Meyer just playing a few minutes because of foul trouble and the fact that Northwest really has turned the ball over and not shot the ball real well overall. It could be a lot worse.
Oh, no doubt about it. Tanya just really, when she's not in the ballgame, it just takes a lot out of this team. And only playing 5 minutes, she had two fouls, picked up a quick foul early in the first quarter, and then once again in the second quarter, just out on the floor and picks up her second, and Coach Shield decided to set her the rest of the way. So hopefully when she gets out on the floor, she can make an impact in the second half, because you look at that right now, she's scoreless out of this game. Had three rebounds in the first half, but that's 14 points on average. That's not in that lineup right now because Sunday's been on the bench, so hopefully she can come out and get into the pull of things in the second half. It's a little hard when you have to set that much with early foul trouble, and we'll see how she does it during the second half. But really a pretty strong second quarter for Northwest. Just getting outscored 15-11 in that second quarter, and again, they're pretty good with Tanya on the bench, but it'll be a much better situation, I think, if she needed to get out and get into four things early in the third quarter.
And the Cats kind of able to overcome a lull there in the first quarter. They came out hot, hit a couple of three-pointers very early on in the first quarter, and then went scoreless the rest of the first quarter, but able to overcome that as well.
Yeah, and I think some of that it just deals with Rockers just not shooting as well as they normally do. They're a team that can put some points on the board. They're also a team that turns the ball over some. Now, they just had 5 turnovers out of the first half, averaging over 17 a game. And it'd be nice to see Northwest get a little bit of pressure and force Rockers into some of the turnovers that they've done early on this season and see if they can capitalize on that. Northwest with 8 turnovers out of the first half, and a lot of those coming in the first quarter. So they did a much better job in the second quarter cutting down on their own turnovers. And you know, if they can kind of reverse those trends a little bit, get Rockhurst to turn it over some in the second half, that'll be a big help as well.
Northwest Missouri State and Rockhurst here at the half, 27-17. The lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back with more from St. Joseph after this 90-second timeout. Excuse me, back in 2 minutes. We'll do a 2-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Back in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State women trailing Rockers 27-17 as part of the Thanksgiving Classic here at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. A little bit later on this evening, Missouri Western will be facing the University of St. Mary once this one is complete. And then the Bearcat women will be back here tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. They'll take on the University of St. Mary, and you'll hear that game along the Bearcat Radio Network. The pregame show starting at 2:40. But again, that's a half against the matchup against Rockers. Northwest trailing by 10, 27-17 at the half. We'll be back with more from St. Joseph in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Back in St. Joseph, the Northwest women trailing 27-17. We talked about the rest of their action this weekend. The Bearcat men back at home. They'll have their next three at home at Bearcat Arena. They'll face Missouri Valley College tomorrow afternoon at 1. And John, that was a heck of a matchup at Municipal Auditorium down in Kansas City against Washburn on Tuesday. Washburn put up a heck of a fight against the Cavs.
I think what that's going to indicate is that it's going to be pretty tough in my double-A schedule. You look at how close that Washburn had played Northwest down there. You look at Emporia State nearly knocking off the Missouri Tigers earlier this week as well. The Bearcats picked to be at the top of the conference, but they're going to be on their game every night with the semi-double-A schedule that will be starting next week. Now, we've got a matchup with Missouri Valley tomorrow, and I think the big thing that's going to come out of that with Coach McCollum is just have the team work on their defense, and a lot of the little things they want to see their team do defensively that perhaps they haven't done up to this point. Again, they've been able to pick up five wins despite not playing the type of defense that the coaching staff would like to see, but they've been picking things up on the offensive side, doing a very good job there. So trying to get some things fine-tuned tomorrow afternoon and then get into that conference schedule next week.
1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Bearcat Arena on the Bearcat Radio Network starting at 12:40. We'll come back and take a look at some first-half stats of this women's matchup, Northwest trailing Rockers by 10 at the half. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in St. Joseph, Rockhurst women with a lead over Northwest Missouri State, 27-17. Rockhurst led in scoring by Madeline Ronshausen, who finished with 9 points, all coming from beyond the arc. She was 3 of 5 from there for Northwest. Jalen Haggard's 5 points leads the way for them. She was 1 of 4 from three-point range, 2 of 8 from the field. Maria Dentlinger leads the way in rebounding, leads all rebounders with 5 in this first half. Bearcats shooting just 21.5% in the first half, 6 of 28 from the field. The other side, Rockhurst, was 33% from the field, 10 of 30. So there's a look at some of the stats. We'll be back with second half action from St. Joseph right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
We're back in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State and Rockhurst. Both teams are going to use their starting lineups to start the second half. For Rockhurst, Jillian Myers, Rashia Shevick, also Madeline Ronshausen, Tracy Monahan, and Casey German. For Northwest, that's Jalen Haggard, Mallory McConkey, Mallory McAndrews, Tanya Meyer, and Maria Dentlinger. It'll be Rockhurst basketball to start the second half.
We're going to see Tanya Meyer get off to a quick start here in the third quarter and get back into the flow of the game.
Across midcourt, Jillian Myers will have the first offensive set for the Hawks. Works it over to Shevick on the right wing. Shevick out to the top of the key. Ronshausen on the drive. Layup left side is good. So Madeline Ronshausen with the first points of the second half, the biggest lead of the game for Rockhurst, 29-17. Northwest with their first possession of this third quarter. Haggard gets the screen from Meyer. Now over to the left, Dentlinger on the wing, looking in at Meyer. Can't get it to her. To McConkey in the corner. Brings it up to the wing. Over to the right side, Haggard, open for three. Got it. Nothing but net for Jalen Haggard. Second three of the game for Haggard, 29-20. Rockhurst with the lead in the basketball as Myers pushed it up the floor, but stopped between the circles. Works it over to the right wing, German. German to the top of the key, Ronshausen. Back over to the left for Myers. She's on the wing with it. Dribbles to the free throw line, backs out. Now leaves it top of the key for German. She steps up with the shot, in and out, no good. And the rebound for Tanya Meyer. And out with the Haggard. Haggard gets a screen, top of the key, over to Meyer, left side. Meyer starts the drive, out to McConkey, now to Meyer on the block. Meyer up with the shot, and that one is good for Tanya Meyer. Meyer, who averages 14 points a game to lead this team with her first two this evening. 29-22. Lead for Rockhurst. Ron Townsend with it on the right side for the Hawks. Brings it to the free throw line. Now on the pick and roll underneath. Layup by Monahan, no good, but the rebound and follow on the left side is good by Casey German. 31-22, Rockhurst with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 8:15 to play in the third quarter. Haggard to the top of the key. Works it to Meyer. Meyer puts up a three. That's off the back of the rim. Long rebound chased by Myers. Now in transition, they have numbers. Off to the right side, Ronshausen into the lane, up with the floater. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound German. Her follow is knocked away, and Tanya Meyer is about to pick up her third foul.
Well, that's
first foul of the third quarter for Northwest, and it sends Casey German to the free throw line to shoot two. German is 6 of 8 at the line this season. This will be her first attempts in this game. First free throw off the right side of the rim. Kehlani Ma'aba into the ball game along with Mia Stillman. Meyer and Nettlinger to the sideline for Coach Buck Shields. Second free throw coming up for German. And that one is good. She rattled it down. 3 points in the ball game for Casey German. 32-22, back to a 10-point lead for Rocker, showing some full court pressure. Ma'aba across the timeline to McConkey. Down to the baseline with the dribble, spins out to Haggard. Haggard to the free throw line, tried to squeeze it into Ma'aba down low, and it's taken away by Germain. Outlet to Myers. Myers at the top of the key, onto the right side. Shevick will put up a three. That one's off the front of the rim. Ma'aba in position, gets the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Haggard on the left side. She'll walk it across the timeline. Gets a screen from Stillman over to the right. Step back three. Good. Second three of the third quarter. Third three of the game for Jalen Haggard. She has 11, and it's 32-25. Rockhurst with the lead in the basketball. 7:10 to play in the third quarter. On the left side, Ronshausen with it for the Hawks. Gets a screen, brings it top of the key. Now over to the right side. Shevick looks inside. Germain tips it around, chases it down to the high post. Back out to Shevick, right side. Into the corner for Myers. Down to the baseline on the drive, and she's bumped by Mallory McAndrews. That'll be the second foul on McAndrews. Second team foul against Northwest in the third quarter. Mary Lee Rock back into the game along with Morgan Harwood. German goes to the sideline along with Tracy Monahan. Inbound on the baseline right. Ronshausen looking to trigger it in. Does so right side for Meyer. To the elbow, 15-footer off the front of the rim. McAndrews the rebound for Northwest. Outlet will go to Haggard. She's across midcourt, calls out the play from the center circle. Jillian Myers gives her some space, down to the right side for McConkey. McConkey fakes left, goes right toward the baseline. Then as she throws the pass, is bumped. This one will go on Morgan Harwood. That'll be the first on Harwood. First team foul against Rockhurst in the third quarter. 6:34 on the clock. Inbound over to the right side, McAndrews. Out top of the key, Haggard. Haggard on to the left, McConkey. Gets a screen from Stillman to the free throw line, up with a 15-footer, and it's good for Mallory McConkey. 4 points tonight for McConkey, and Northwest has cut the lead to 5. 32-27, Rockhurst with the lead in the basketball. 6:15 to play in the third quarter. Ronshausen to the top of the key for Rock. Over to the right side, Shevick. Shevick looking inside. Nothing there. We'll dribble it out to the top of the key, guarded by Haggard. Now over to the right side, Ronshausen. She tries the drive. Over to the left, up with the 15-footer, and it's good. Madeline Ronshausen with 10. She's their leading scorer, averaging 17.5 points a game. And it's a 34-27 lead for Rockhurst. Northwest Missouri State with it. Top of the key, Ma'aba will put up a three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound underneath to Rock for Rockhurst. Outlet to Jillian Myers. The right wing with the dribble, hands it to Ronshausen, onto the left side. Gets it to Harwood. Harwood into the lane, through the lane, up with the wild shot, no good, but Ma'aba will be called for a foul. I'll be the second on Kehlani Ma'aba, and it sends Morgan Harwood to the free throw line to shoot two for Rockhurst.
seen Rutgers throw up a lot of wild shots from several different players out there. It's gotten them to the free throw line a number of times, but boy, there's not a lot of discipline on some of their shots.
First of two free throws for Harwood is good. That's her third point of the ball game. Macy Williams and Zoe Hayward check in for Northwest Missouri State. Brittany Meyer checks in for Rutgers. Second free throw off the left side of the rim. The long rebound along the baseline chased down by Mia Stillman. Stillman has to dribble away from a defender. Now gets it to Haggard. Haggard through two defenders across midcourt with a pass right side to Williams. Williams to Haggard. Haggard will bring it between the circles. Now to the free throw line. 16-footer. Too strong. Rebound inside for Jillian Myers for Rockhurst. And now she throws it away. Hayward comes up with it. And out to Haggard, who will reset for Northwest. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Haggard over to the left side for Hayward. It's a screen from Ma'aba. Down to the baseline, up with a 10-footer. It's too strong. Rebound Stillman, followed by Stillman, no good. But Mia Stillman will go to the free throw line after the offensive board, and she draws the foul underneath. Foul call goes against Brittany Meyer. That's the second on Meyer, and we have a timeout. 35-27, Rutgers with the lead over Northwest, 4:47 to play in the third quarter. Back in 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ziegler.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Back in St. Joseph, Mia Stillman to the line, coming out of the timeout, missed the first. The second one is good. 4 points tonight for Stillman, and it's 35-28. Rockhurst with the lead in the basketball, 4:43 to play in the third quarter. Ron Townsend with it at the top of the key. Works it over to the right, gets a screen, now toward the corner. Looking inside, gets a bounce pass into Harwood. Kick out, Ron Townsend, a three on the right side, off the front of the rim, no good. But Rock with the rebound. And a new 30 for Rockhurst. Ron Townsend in the corner, drives baseline, through the lane, kicks a pass, tipped by Ma'aba. Now out to the top of the key, it's picked up by Jillian Myers. Myers then loses a handle on it, stays it inbounds to Ron Townsend. Jabrier, three-pointer for Brittany Meyer is good. This is the third three of the season for Brittany Meyer, her first points tonight. It's 38-28. Rockhurst with the lead, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Haggard to the right with the dribble. Top of the key, Ma'aba. Down the lane, up with a 14-footer. It's short. Jillian Myers with the rebound for Rockhurst. Across the timeline she goes. Brings it right. Top of the key, Ron Townsend. Wide open three off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by Ma'aba, but it's picked up by Harwood. Followed, oh good, but she gets it back and then knocks it down. So Harwood, after two attempts on offensive rebounds, hits the shot. 5 points for her, 40-28. Rockhurst matching their biggest lead of the game. Northwest got to within five a few minutes ago. On the left is Hayward. Hayward brings it toward the top of the key. Now over to the left side. Stillman open, takes a three. That one rattles out. Ma'aba the rebound. The follow off the glass, no. Rebound knocked away from Ma'aba. And it's scooped up by Harwood for Rockhurst. To Jillian Myers. Myers between the circles with the dribble. guarded by Macy Williams. Now over to the right side, Ronshausen. Ronshausen to the top of the key, Rock. Mary Lee Rock holding it there, works it left side, Myers. Inside pass to Harwood, who is fouled from behind by Mahava as she receives the pass. That's the third on Mahava. And we pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Kylie Coleman and Tanya Meyer into the Northwest Missouri State lineup. Rockhurst will inbound with 2:46 to play in the third quarter. 40-28 the lead for Rockhurst over Northwest. Inbound to the left side. Comes to Holden. Holden to the high post. Finds Brittany Meyer, and now away from the ball. A 3-second call comes up against Rockhurst. That turnover will give it back to Northwest. They trail by 12. 2:40 to play in the third quarter. Cross midcourt, left side, Haggard. Dribbles over to the right. Now gets it for Meyer. On to the left side, Harwood. Hayward. Now into the right corner. Haggard wide open, misses the three. The rebound to German on the baseline. Haggard tried to reach in and get a held ball call, and she does, with the possession arrow giving it to Northwest Missouri State.
Good job by Haggard going after the rebound that time and not getting too aggressive and picking up a foul as she was able to force the held ball.
So an inbound for Northwest, baseline right. Haggard to Hayward, inside to Meyer on the block. Meyer with the hook shot, too strong. Rebound by German on the backside for Rockhurst. Now to Meyer. Top of the key, down the right side of the lane, gets by Coleman and hits the layup. 8 for Myers. 42-28, Rockhurst lead, 2:04 to play in the third quarter. Haggard to the left wing, gets it out for Hayward. Now Stillman, and inside, a fight for position and a foul against Rockhurst. This will be on Rachel Holden. That'll be the first on Holden, third team foul in the third quarter against the Hawks.
Northwest really needs to stop the bleeding here at the end of this third quarter. The Rockhurst right now on a 10-1 run. It'd be nice to see Northwest get a little bit of a run of their own to go into the quarter break.
Kylie Coleman takes the inbound, misses a shot, rebound Meyer, kick out to Haggard. The three by Haggard won't go. Jillian Myers comes out of there with it. Then Mia Stillman with a reach-in foul. That'll be the second on Stillman, 15 foul against Northwest. So Jillian Myers will step to the free throw line for two for Rockhurst. She's 2 of 3 from there so far tonight. Riley Shevick, the younger sister of Brashia Shevick, into the lineup for Rockhurst. First of two free throws for Myers is good. Maria Dentlinger back into the lineup for the Bearcats. Tanya Meyer will go to the sideline. Coach will likely keep Meyer over there to the end of the third quarter, try to keep those last two fouls available for the fourth. And the second free throw also good for Meyer. So she's into double-digit scoring with 10. Some full-court pressure from Rockhurst. The inbound comes to Hayward. And then as Hayward tries to dribble through a double team, a foul against Yasha Shevick. Shevick with her second, fourth team foul against Rockhurst. Haggard across the timeline, over to the right side after a screen from Stillman to the wing. Leaves it for Coleman. Coleman gets the screen, works it to the left side for Hayward. Now to Stillman, top of the key. Back over to Hayward, left side. Hayward with a screen from Dentlinger into the lane. Goes up with the shot, knocked away from her and out of bounds. And it will belong to Rockhurst. Claire Rose back into the ball game for the Hawks. Takes the place of Jillian Myers. They're 44-28, Rockhurst lead over Northwest Missouri State. 1:20 to play in the third quarter. Pass over to the right side. Kylie Coleman reaches in, knocks it away, and gets the steal. One-on-one the other way. Her layup is good over Claire Rose. Kylie Coleman with her first points of the ball game, and it's a 44-30 lead for Rockhurst. Just over a minute to play in the third quarter. Rose to the left side. Shevick on the wing. That's Bree Shevick. Takes it to the free throw line. Kick out to the right side. Briley Shevick. She'll dribble to the free throw line. Pick it up. Back out to Bree. Right side. Down to the baseline. Loses a handle on the dribble, and it goes out of bounds, but knocked away by Stillman. gets a groan from the Northwest crowd. But an inbound coming for Rockhurst with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Riley Shevick looking to inbound. Lobs it all the way out to Rose. Rose at the top of the key. Crosses over. Guarded by Hayward. Three on the shot clock. Tries to drive. Up with a wild shot. No good. Shot clock violation called against Rockhurst. The Northwest will get it with 37 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Cats have had a pretty good couple of defensive stands there that time, running the shot clock down prior to that. The steal on the bucket at the other end by Coleman.
Haggard across midcourt. Will back it up at the direction of Coach Buck Scheel. Can't take the final shot, but they can work the clock down. 6 seconds difference between the game and shot clock. Over to the right side, Hayward. To the free throw line, pass out to the left is tipped. Coleman gets it to Stillman. Stillman down the lane, up with the shot, no good. But Stillman draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line for two. Call this one on Rachel Holden. That'll be the second on Holden. 15th foul against Rockhurst. And Stillman to the line where she is one of two this evening. So her first two free throw attempts as a Bearcat, and her first of two here, no good. They bring Madeline Ronshausen into the lineup at the tail end of the quarter here, along with Morgan Harwood. Try to get a score with just under 11 seconds to play in the third quarter. Stillman will have one more free throw first. And that one is up and good. Stillman with 5 points. 10.7 seconds to play in the quarter. Rockhurst hurrying it up. They lead it 44-31. Pass into the right corner. Ronshausen up with the three. Got it. That's why they brought her into the lineup for a third three of the game. And at the end of the third quarter, 47-31, Rockhurst leads the Northwest Missouri State women. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at mozingalake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Rockhurst at the start of the fourth quarter with a quick bucket from Tracy Monahan. And then the other way, a foul call against the Hawks. And Northwest Missouri State will inbound. Inbound tipped in the backcourt by Jillian Myers, but it's chased down by Haggard. Haggard starts a drive, gets a pass over for Meyer. On the left side, her shot no good. Rebound for German for Rockhurst. Myers with it at the top of the key for Rockhurst. They lead it 49-31 at the right elbow. Gives it out to Shevick. Free Shevick to the right side. Kicks it out for Ronshausen. Ronshausen on the drive. To Myers, down the lane, shot up, no good, but she's hammered as she takes it to the hole. And we'll go to the free throw line and shoot two for Rockhurst. Fouls against Mia Stillman. That'll be her third. The first against Northwest in this fourth quarter.
Stillman kind of smacked her in the nose as she went driving for that layup.
First of two free throws, good for Jillian Myers. Stillman's in the sideline as Kehlani Ma'aba checks back in for Northwest. Second free throw by Myers is good. She hit both on that trip, and it's a 51-31 game. Rockhurst in full court pressure, and now Tanya Meyer trying to throw it ahead to Mallory McConkie, overthrows it out of bounds, so Rockhurst forces another turnover. Jillian Myers will set the offense for the Hawks. Works it over to the right side, Ronshausen. Guarded closely by McConkie. Inside, nice cut by German, who gets an easy wide-open layup on the backdoor cut. 5 points for German, and it's 53-31 Rockhurst. Across midcourt, Ma'aba as Northwest breaks the full court pressure. Over to the left side for Haggard. Now to the top of the key. Crossover taken away by Myers. Myers one-on-one with McConkie the other way. Goes up with a shot and draws the foul on Mallory McConkie. So Jillian Myers will go back to the free throw line. That's the first foul on McConkie.
A couple quick turnovers here up to that point. Northwest has done a pretty good job keeping care of the basketball in this second half. Just two prior to that, but two within the last 30 seconds or so.
First free throw by Myers. No good to the left. Kylie Coleman, Maria Dentlinger, Zoe Hayward, Mia Stillman, and Macy Williams. A brand new five in for Northwest. One thing you don't typically expect in a 22-point game is full court pressure
as well,
you haven't seen it much in the game.
That's a good point.
Second one for Myers is on the way, and that one rattles out. Stillman with the rebound for the Bearcats. It's the outlet to Macy Williams.
Parker showed a little bit of full court press toward the end of the first half.
Now Williams over to the right wing. To Dentlinger, top of the key. Out to Hayward, between the circles left. Hayward dribbles to the wing. It's at the Stillman up top. She'll try a drive. Kick out to Coleman. Nine on the shot clock. Coleman on the drive. Floater in the lane. No good. Rebound bounds loose. Tipped up by Hayward, but it's picked up by German for Rockhurst. To Shevick. Over to the left side. Myers. She'll dribble into the lane with it. Kick out to Shevick. It's a screen from Myers to the free throw line. Now brings it out between the circles. 7:40 to play in the ball game. 53-31 the lead for Northwest Missouri State. For Rockhurst. Over Northwest Missouri State. Now to the right side, Myers. Myers at the free throw line with a 15-footer, and it's good. Jillian Myers with 14 points leads all scorers tonight. Came in averaging 10.5 a game, and it's 55-31. Over to the left side, Dentlinger will take a three. That one is short, and the rebound inside to Rockhurst. Tracy Monahan comes out of there with it for the Hawks. Now down the other way, Monahan takes the pass and gets an easy layup the other way. That's five for Monahan, and it's 57-31. Rockhurst with the lead, Northwest with the basketball. Top of the key, Hayward puts up a three-pointer. That one in and out, no good. The rebound tipped out of bounds underneath. It is off of Monahan, so Northwest will inbound. And four new players will come in for Rockhurst as well. Northwest on about a five-minute scoring drought in terms of field goals. Last one was late in the third quarter. Now Tanya Meyer and Jalen Haggard back into the lineup for Northwest. Hayward and Stillman to the sideline. Inbound to the right side for Haggard. Top of the key, Coleman. Over to the left, Williams. Williams gets a screen from Meyer. Now into the lane. Down to the baseline, Dentlinger. 16-footer up and good for Maria Dentlinger. First points of the ball game for Dentlinger. And it's a 57-33 lead for Rockhurst. Hawks with the basketball. 6:25 to play. Over to the left side on the wing, Brittany Meyer. Meyer to the top of the key for Holden. Over to the right side, gets it for Harwood. Looks to go inside. It's tipped by Coleman, and Meyer comes up with the loose ball. Northwest the other way. Haggard over to the right side to Williams. Williams gets the play call from Coach Buck Shield. Sets the offense, works it over to the right side with a dribble. Now to the left for Dentlinger. Inside to Meyer. Meyer with a dribble. Spins to the right. Shot off the glass. No good. And a rebound for Rockhurst. Brittany Meyer comes out of there with it and will slow the pace for the Hawks. 5:45 to play in the ball game. Claire Rose with it. Top of the key. Over to the right side. Meyer. Gets a screen. Now puts up a three from the wing. In and out. No good. And Dentlinger there for the rebound for Northwest. Outlet goes to Haggard. Haggard on the left side, picked up by Claire Rose. Gets a screen from Dentlinger. Into the lane she goes, and a foul call. And this will go against Claire Rose. It's two on her, first against Rockhurst. Excuse me, the second foul against Rockhurst in this fourth quarter. Inbound left side, Macy Williams. Bounce pass into Dentlinger. Tipped away. Williams up with it. Out to Coleman. To Williams. Left side, Haggard. Three on the way. That one in and out, no good. And the rebound inside for Rachel Holden, who lost her balance and travels with a basketball. So that'll give it right back to Northwest with 5:11 to play. Mallory McAndrews and Mallory McConkey, along with Zoe Hayward, all coming back into the game for Northwest. So the Bearcats back to their starting lineup.
And Maria Dentlinger.
Excuse me, minus Maria Dentlinger, as Hayward is in there. Inbound to Meyer off her foot, but Haggard chases it down in the corner to McConkey on the right wing. McConkey, top of the key, spins, brings it over to the right side. Meyer launches the three. That's off the back of the rim. Hayward with a rebound. Tried to go up with the follow, draws the foul. This Rockhurst foul will go against Brittany Meyer, her third. Brings us to a timeout, 57-33. Rockhurst lead over Northwest, 4:56 to play. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulaFarmHome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Back in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State right out of the timeout. Got one of two free throws from Zoe Hayward, then got the ball back on a missed shot. And the other way, Jalen Haggard hits the layup. 13 for Haggard. Half a point better than her season average, 57-36. Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest, 4:17 to play. Northwest will take on the University of St. Mary tomorrow afternoon at 3 here in St. Joe. Off pass down low goes to Rachel Holden. Shot knocked away, and it's chased down in the corner by Tanya Meyer. Now to Haggard. Haggard into the lane, tries to go up with the shot, and a block call coming up. Two officials looked at each other, and one of them called a block, and that will get Haggard to the free throw line. Are they going to call it on the floor? I believe it'll be on the floor. Riley Shevick called for her first foul. Fourth team foul against Rockhurst.
Northwest has come out of that last timeout with a lot more intensity than they showed throughout much of this ballgame.
Brooke Denton checks into the lineup for Rockhurst, seeing her first action of the night. Bounce pass into Tanya Meyer, shot off the glass, good by Meyer. 4 points by Meyer. And a timeout for Rockhurst. 57-38, their lead over Northwest. 3:49 to play in the ballgame. We'll be back to St. Joseph in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Back in St. Joseph, 57-38. Rockhurst women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 3:49 to play in this one.
By 7:01 right now by Northwest.
Rockhurst will inbound the basketball coming out of the timeout. Their head coach, Larry Park, wasn't happy with what he has seen over the last few minutes. Inbound to Claire Rose in the backcourt, picked up by Haggard. Out near the center circle, gets a long pass ahead, onto the right wing. Riley Shevick gets the pass inside, and we'll have a held ball here. Zoe Hayward able to reach in and get her hands on it, along with Caitlin Partney. And a possession arrow will give it to Northwest. Haggard across midcourt on the left side. Gets it out top of the key for Meyer. Meyer starts to drive, nearly lost it. Gets it out to Hayward. Hayward into the lane. Bumped as she tries to drive. She'll go to the free throw line for two. That'll be the 15th foul against Rockhurst in this fourth quarter. Mary Lee Rock called for her second. Hayward 3 of 8 at the free throw line tonight. And her first one here is good. All four of her points have come at the line. And she came into the ballgame 6 of 6 at the line on the season. Second free throw is also good. Macy Williams into the lineup, taking the place of Jalen Haggard. Also into the ballgame for the Cats, Kylie Coleman and Mallory McAndrews will go to the sideline. 57-40, Rockhurst lead over Northwest. 3:24 to play. Inbound into the backcourt for Briley Shevick. Shevick working against Coleman. Across the timeline with the dribble. Over to the right side, Rose. Rose on the wing. Down to the baseline. Loses a handle on the dribble. And it will go to Northwest. Kehlani Mahava in. Takes the place of Tanya Meyer. And Macy Williams across midcourt for Northwest to the top of the key. Kick into the left corner. Hayward open. A three on the way. That one rattles out. Rebound by Williams, who draws a foul as she comes down with the rebound. So she'll head to the free throw line for two. Claire Rose called for her third. Williams, 1 of 2 on the season. She's been battling a bit of an injury here in the early part of the season. The first of two go in. You'll see her before she comes into the ballgame. She's been on the sideline for any time doing some jogging up and down the floor to get it loosened up. And she hits the second free throw as well. 57-42, Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest. Hawks with the basketball. Rose into the right corner, gets it to Shevick. That's Briley. Out top of the key. Parkey takes the three. That one misses badly, goes off the foot of Mahava and out of bounds. So it'll belong to Rockhurst with 2:42 to play. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Inbound, lobbed out to Rose on the left wing. Rose goes with the drive, draws a foul on Macy Williams, and Rose will go to the free throw line. Northwest right now on an 11-0 run against Rockhurst. And Rose will try to halt that as Williams picks up her first foul, and the first free throw by Rose is good.
Well, that timeout to about 5 minutes left in this game. Northwest came out and just a lot more intense, and it's really paid off getting some points on the offensive side, but playing a lot better defense the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Rose hits both free throws. Right side, Macy Williams into the corner for McConkie. Brings it to the free throw line on the dribble. Out to the left side, Hayward. Inside, Ma'aba. Dribble, spin, shot, no good. She draws the foul and will head to the free throw line for two for Northwest. Foul on Brooke Denton, her first. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Ma'aba hit the first of two free throws as Rachel Holden checks back into the Rockhurst lineup. And a second free throw coming for Kehlani Ma'aba. And that one is good. 59-44. Full court pressure for Northwest. Rockhurst with the lead in the basketball. Williams in the backcourt, guarding Rose. Rose brings it up one-on-one. Bounce pass over to the right side for Shevick. Riley Shevick down to the baseline, leaves it in the corner. Taken there by Denton. Top of the key for Rose. Rose dribbling with it. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Now tries to drive through the lane. Up with the wild shot. Went straight up in the air. It'll be tipped out of bounds off of Rachel Holden. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. Macy Williams across midcourt with a dribble. 1:45 to go. Top of the key. Now over to the right elbow. Kick out to Hayward. Hayward up top to the free throw line. Now out to the left side for Coleman. Coleman tries to drive to the baseline. Jump stop into Ma'aba. Ma'aba up with the shot. Left hand. Good for Kehlani Ma'aba. Matches her season average of 4. And then on the inbound against the full court pressure, Rockhurst throws it away and Northwest will get another possession. Down 59-46 with 1:25 to go. Inbound to McConkie, left side, to the elbow, up with the shot, no good. Rebound tipped loose in the paint, and it's going to be picked up by Briley Shevick, who then is fouled as she comes out of there with it. Ma'aba picks up her fourth, team's fourth. Inbound coming for Rockhurst.
Been nice to see Northwest play with this sense of urgency and energy level throughout the entire game that we've seen here in the fourth quarter.
Claire Rose across the timeline with it on the right side. Shevick on the wing. Top of the key for Holden. Minutes to play in this one. Holden gives it off for Rose. Over to the right side with the dribble on the wing. Steps back, takes a three, got it to go. Claire Rose with her first three-pointer of the season. And it's a 62-46 game. Rockhurst with the lead, Northwest with the basketball. Williams on the drive, layup, no good. Williams draws a foul, will go to the free throw line for two. Claire Rose called for her fourth. Williams to the line where she hit both free throw attempts earlier in this quarter. First of two here, rattles out. Second one coming for Williams, and that one is good. All three of her points coming from the free throw line as the inbound comes to Clara Rose with 42 seconds to play. And Rockhurst leading Northwest 62-47. Rose over to the left side on the wing for Denton. Back to Rose between the circles. Now back to Denton on the right sideline, guarded by Hayward. Tried to go inside to Briley Shevick, cutting through the lane, led her too much with the pass, so it goes out of bounds. And Northwest will have it with 23 seconds to play. And the Cats will be back in action at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You'll hear the game along the Bearcat Radio Network starting at 2:40. Across midcourt, Macy Williams to the top of the key. Kick out right side to McConkey. Now top of the key, Ma'ala, left side for Hayward. Hayward to the free throw line, up with the 15-footer, partially blocked, rebounded by Denton for Rockhurst, and they'll just wait out the clock. We're inside 5 seconds, a couple of dribbles for Rose, and that'll do it. Your final score, 62-47. Rockhurst with a win over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to Missouri Western's Fieldhouse in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Northwest Missouri State women fall to 1-4 on the season, losing the first of two games that they will play here in St. Joseph this weekend as they fall to Rockhurst this evening. Rockhurst moves to 4-1 on the year in their first of two games this weekend as well. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back right after this 90-second break. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSM Health St. Francis.
Back in St. Joseph, the Northwest Missouri State women with the loss 62-47 to Rockhurst tonight. And, John, we knew Rockhurst was going to be a challenge. We did see some good signs out of the Northwest women, but just not enough to come up with a win tonight.
They really finished strong, actually, outscoring Rockhurst in the fourth quarter, 16-15. And the thing I liked most about that in the fourth quarter, they just came out, played with a sense of urgency, played with a high energy level, and they were very intense to finish up this game. If they could have started where they continued that throughout the entire game. So just there in the fourth quarter, could have been a little bit of a different game, but again, they didn't quite get that level up until the fourth quarter, and it's also hard too to play with Tanya Meyer on the bench throughout most of it. She had 13 minutes total in the game, picked up early foul, so on the bench ball in the first quarter, another foul early in the second quarter, and just never got into the rhythm of things just because of the foul trouble she got into.
62-47, the final. Rockers with a win over the Northwest women. Back with more from the Missouri Western Fieldhouse after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Bearcat women with the loss tonight, 62-47 to Rockhurst here in the first of two games of the Thanksgiving Classic at Missouri Western. And, John, one thing we have to keep in mind, we talked about Northwest play tonight, but keep in mind that this is a process. It's not something that's going to come quickly with so many freshmen seeing so much action. They just have to experience these things and look at them as opportunities to grow and learn.
That's one of the things I think in the second half that was encouraging. I saw Jalen Haggard play well. Mallory McConkie had a good second half, and then Stillman coming off out of the bench came out and helped with that energy level as well. So we got some good contribution from those three freshmen this evening. And again, it is a very young team, and we'll just have to watch this team develop. And people just need to be patient and go out and enjoy the fact that they're seeing this team develop from the ground up, and look at some of the positive things that this team's been doing here.
The Northwest women with a loss, 62-47 to Rockhurst. We're back with the extra effort award right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in St. Joseph, 62-47, the final. Rockers with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. It is time for our extra effort award, and John, tonight looking toward one of the freshmen.
Well, there we are, and a native of St. Joseph and Central High School, and Jalen Haggard. She ended up 5 of 15 from the field, 3 of 9 from three-point range, and 3 rebounds. Also an assist on the evening, and 13 points total, and helping the Bearcats in this matchup. Again, double figures in scoring tonight for Jalen. Also did a good job, I think, on the defensive side throughout this game as well.
On the other side, scoring-wise, Madeline Ronshausen, who came in as the leading scorer for Rocker, ends up leading all scorers with 16 points tonight, 14 from Jillian Myers for the Hawks. Our extra effort award tonight going to Northwest, Jalen Haggard. 62-47 the final. Rockers with the win over Northwest. We'll be back with more from the Missouri Western Fieldhouse after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri, and their homes are at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at SaveMoLives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph, the Missouri Western women getting set to take on the University of St. Mary. That will be the opponent, University of St. Mary, for Northwest tomorrow afternoon. A look at some of the team numbers from this one tonight. Northwest shooting just 25.5% from the field. They were 15 of 59 overall. They were 5 of 20 from three-point range and 12 of 22 at the free throw line. On the other side for Rockers tonight, they shot just shy of 41% from the field, 22 of 54. They were 6 of 15 from three-point range, good for 40%, and 12 of 19 at the free throw line. Rockers did have more turnovers than Northwest in this one tonight, 15 for the Hawks, 12 for Northwest Missouri State. Rockers out-rebounded Northwest 43-40, but really killed Northwest. 14 offensive rebounds for Rockers, but Northwest turned around and pulled down 18 offensive boards on their own, but couldn't turn it into enough points to get the win here tonight. As our final 62-47, the Rockers women with the win over Northwest Missouri State. This portion of our post-game show is underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as the driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. We'll be back with more from the Missouri Western Fieldhouse right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschlandFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holley uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at KCBIER.com. Get our final score tonight, 62-47, Rockers with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women. For John Coffey here at the Fieldhouse. Until tomorrow afternoon, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from St. Joseph.
Hey, John.